Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast. Interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 132. Farooz Bakhtiari, you are running for public school board trustee in Ward 8 and 14. Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Farooz. I'm 40 years old. I work as assistant professor at McMaster University, DeGroote School of Business, and I'm a candidate for school board trustee in Wards 8 and 14.
Why are you running for trustee?
Simply put, to have a positive impact. I am a strong believer in public education, and I would like to have a positive impact on our system. And also more personally, I have a daughter who's 6.5. She will be in our system. I would like to make the system better for her. So it's also very, very personal. I'm doing this for Tara.
How have you contributed to your school community and education in Hamilton?
I'm an educator. As a professor at McMaster, over the past 6 years, I have taught nearly 1,000 students every year. My students are usually in their first year of higher education studies, and that has allowed me to see firsthand how the system could potentially support them, the school system and also the university system. And I believe I have good ideas about how we can better support our students in the school system.
It can be argued that school board trustees merely exist to provide someone for local parents to blame for provincial decisions. The autonomy of local school boards is limited. What do you see as the role of the modern school board trustee?
You're absolutely right. Some argue that school board trustees in some cases could be considered as an extended arm of the province. However, I think the modern day school board trustee could potentially be more independent from the province, be basically advocating for their constituency and themselves and the board, and then later be responsible to the province. There is a very good example of that in Hamilton. Back in March, school board in Hamilton voted to keep mask mandates, even though the province had suggested to drop them. That is a very good example of the modern day school board trustee.
What are your priorities for improving public education in Hamilton?
If I wanted to summarize that evidence-based, research-based, and data-driven decision-making, we could benefit a lot from research done in Hamilton and elsewhere. There are many research organizations in Hamilton we could use the service of to find more evidence for our decisions. And also, in addition to that, Hamilton is unique in many ways, but we are also similar to many other communities around the country or even around the world. There is so much to learn from other communities, from other school boards, from other entities that are very, very similar to us. And that is also, I would categorize that under evidence-based or research-based decision-making.
What three skills have you demonstrated that make you the best choice to be entrusted as the Ward 8 and 14 school board trustee?
There are three skills that I would like to talk about now. One of them is asking the right question. So asking the right question would bring you or would get you to the bottom of issues. School board trustee, this is not specific to school board trustees. Any elected representative at different levels of government, usually elected representatives tend to try to fix just the effect of the issues without going too deep addressing the root cause. And that just makes the problem come back maybe stronger in 5 or 10 years. So asking the right question would get you to the bottom of or the root cause of issues. And that's when you really fundamentally solve issues. So that's number one. Listening would be the second skill that I would like to talk about. You listen to your constituency, you listen to parents, and that's how you learn about, you know, what the issue is. And, you know, you can ask them the right question and get to the bottom better. And also for the third skill, I would like to talk about grit or persistence. Without grit and persistence, you can never, in these environments, you can never get the job done. You may address it to some extent, but you will never get to the root cause or the bottom of the issue.
What two policy or practice changes do you wish to achieve in your 4-year term on the board?
I care very deeply about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Courses I teach at McMaster, all of them are one way or another related to STEM. I would like to make sure Ontario students and students in Hamilton particularly have access to world-class opportunities to become STEM ready. There are many jobs today that did not exist 10, 15 years ago, and this is just going to continue. There are going to be jobs that we don't know about today. In order for us to be ready tomorrow, we have to invest today. And STEM is one of those fields that will create a lot of jobs, a lot of opportunities for our students in the future. In addition to that, research shows there is still, even though we have done a great job in Canada, research shows there is still gender gap in STEM readiness between boys and girls. I would like to close that gap. I would like to contribute to closing that gap so that boys and girls have the same opportunities and have the same opportunities to develop and become STEM ready. In addition to that, pupil-teacher ratio. We have observed how this ratio has gone up over the past 4 or 5 years, and it just got so much worse during the pandemic and during and after the pandemic. I would like to work with colleagues and the board and the provincial government to make sure that this ratio is brought back down.
It's 2026. The public record is writing an assessment of your performance in the past 4 years. What three words do you hope will describe your term on the board?
Evidence-based decision-making, STEM readiness, a strong and accessible public education.
As a school board trustee, your duty is to ensure the best quality of education for students across the entire school system. How will you manage a staff recommendation to close a school in your ward that the board's professional staff states will enable the board to provide a better quality of education across the system?
Any plan that is trying to address an issue potentially has some medium-term, short-term, medium-term, and long-term benefits. But these plans often also inevitably have negative impacts or negative effects on some communities. For us to be able to manage it, we will have to ask for risk analysis in these plans. We would have to ask for the identification of communities or groups of people who will be negatively impacted by this decision, and also a risk mitigation plan where strategies to minimize the negative impact on these communities are presented. These findings need to be communicated to the impacted groups, impacted families, impacted communities, and feedback needs to be sought from them. And that is how I will manage these decisions, because these are very, very tricky situations. We have to listen to both parties, potentially talk to parents as well as other colleagues or the staff recommendation. But a plan that has risk analysis and risk mitigation plans to minimize the risk on impacted communities or groups would be more effectively managed than one without them.
How will you inspire public confidence in trustees and the school board?
This is related to the previous question, transparency. At every step of the way, if the evidence you're using to arrive at decisions are transparently shared with other parties, and if your decision-making process is also transparent, then constituents, parents would have the opportunity to see for themselves how decisions are made and what evidence was used. They could disagree with the evidence, but at least they are observing the evidence and the process in a transparent way. And also communication, reaching out to parents, to constituency, and seeking recommendations or feedback from them would strengthen public trust in the school board and the trustee.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. How can people learn more about your platform and connect with you?
I've set up a website, behrouzfortrustee.ca. BEHROUZ4trustee.ca. They could read about my plans, platform, and reach out to me through that website.
This has been episode 132 of the Public Records of the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the Press Club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.